My name is Paul, and I'm an addict. Thank you, Roz. Thank you for taking the meeting, and thank everyone who does service at this meeting, all the committee, and everyone else who makes the meeting possible. It's good to be here, and it's a real kind of honour, really, you know, a privilege to be asked to come down here and kind of speak, you know, and I guess, you know, before the meeting, it's kind of, you know, I was feeling really kind of peaceful and, you know, kind of comfortable within myself, you know, and that's something different, you know, that's what this program's given us, you know, kind of a bit of ease within myself, you know, and it's like, yeah, I just kind of come from a place and had some spiritual healing, and that's what this program's done for us. It's kind of opened us up and made us open to, you know, other things outside of NA as well, you know, and that's not something I thought I'd be doing, you know. When I'd kind of arrived at this fellowship, that was absolutely smashed to bits, you know, beaten spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And I'm you know, I'm really grateful for this fellowship, and you know, for, you know, another clean day today, you know, and for me, that's, you know, for me, my understanding, you know, I come to NA because I could not stop using, and you know, for me, it's as simple as that, really, you know, and to stay stopped, I need to do things, you know, that are suggested, you know, for other people who stick around in this fellowship and, you know, work a program. And, God, I've no idea what I'm going to share. I went into the toilet and said a prayer because, you know, I kind of, since I was asked by Jason, God bless him, you know, a couple of weeks ago, it's like, you know, I've planned about 30 chairs in my head, you know, and what I've kind of learned is to just let go and let God and not try and plan anything, because, you know, in my experience when I do that, it doesn't come out right anyway, and it's just, you know, being an addict trying to control things, you know. And I guess just shine up here and have some willingness, really, you know, to do that, because when I was first asked, you know, the fear kicked in, and I'm one of them addicts that if I'm asked to do something, straight away the fear kicks in, and it's like I think of a million and one excuses, you know, not reasons, but just excuses why I shouldn't come along, you know. And what I've learned in this program is you keep what you got by giving it away, you know. And, you know, it's kind of, an honour and a privilege to be here. And, you know, I'm not going to go too much into my using, hopefully, you know. I'm just going to say, you know, my drug of no choice was more preferably your drugs, and pills, powders, potions, lotions. And it didn't really matter, you know. And I'm just really thankful for H&I as well. I just want to give them a shout, you know, H&I, the people who, you know, carry this message and go to institutions and hospitals and, you know, give their time freely, you know, because not paid professionals. And, you know, the people who first carried this message, you know, when I was in a treatment centre 7 years ago, although I wasn't completely ready, you know. And, you know, I didn't kind of hear that word in the card reading about abstinence. You know, I just thought, you know, I'm a heroin addict, and if I put the heroin down, I'm going to be all right. You know, I can kind of carry on drinking. I can carry on having a spliff. I can carry on, you know, just getting loaded. And, you know, I just do it at weekends. And, you know, kind of forgot why I was actually at that treatment centre, you know, because I was battered, really. And, it's like, you know, that was my process, and that's what I've learned. You know, recovery is a process, and it's an ongoing one, whether it's through relapse, whether it's through whatever it is, it's all a process. And that was my journey, and this is still my journey. And for me, recovery is an ongoing journey. You know, it's not like you arrive at a destination and you're cured. You know, for me, it's just ongoing, a day at a time. And, you know, I guess when I come out of treatment, you know, when they suggested to me, you know, to go to a meeting, you know, I thought I knew better. And that's the problem, my thinking, you know, thinking I know best. And, you know, it took a lot of humility to go back there and actually admit that I was wrong and they were right, you know, because I'm one of them addicts who thinks I'm always right, you know, and I know everything and you know nothing, you know. And, it's like, you know, it's like I went out and, you know, I kind of come out of treatment and, I went and had a drink and, you know, I thought I'd just have a drink and have one at the weekend only, and, you know, it kind of progressed again. And, you know, it got a lot worse. And when people said that, you know, I thought, no, you know, it'd be different and I can control my using. And, you know, my experience has shown I can clearly, you know, control my using over any mood or mind-altering chemical, you know, and all my best efforts at that have failed miserably. And, you know, as I say, it's kind of, you know, I was one of them people, I thought I was a functioning addict, I'm working, I've got the job, I've got all this external stuff, you know, although internally I had nothing, you know, I was decaying and slowly dying at that time inside, you know, and other people, family, friends, and, you know, people, they could kind of see I was using it. It was very evident. My life, you know, externally was getting pretty unmanageable, but it was the internal stuff, you know, stuff that people don't see, you know, and stuff that I certainly didn't want to talk about. And that's what this program's given us, the ability to be honest, you know, and that's something new as well, you know. Yeah, and to ask for help as well, you know, not to be fully self-reliant, you know, and yeah, you know, through that process, say, you know, I lost everything, and anything I said I wouldn't do, I've done, and anything I haven't done for me is a yet, and, you know, it took me to some really dark, dark places, places that I thought I wouldn't go, and it was really painful, and that's about as much as I really want to say about my using. It was hell every day for 25 years, I guess, you know, it was hell. And some people say it was great. You know, I hear some people say at first it was great. If it was that great, I guess I wouldn't have needed to do that. You know, and that's what this program's given us, the ability to be great and be happy and be internally comfortable within my skin today. And that's a miracle. You know, for me, that's a miracle. It's organic, you know. And yeah, I don't know. You know, I was kind of carried to my first meeting, you know. After my relapse, you know, kind of, I don't know, I didn't kind of plan it, you know, it's like I didn't plan to be here today, you know, that's not in my wisdom to do that, you know, that's a power greater than myself, I guess, it's got me in. I don't take credit for my recovery today, you know. Yeah, you know, a friend of mine, you know, he took us to my first meeting. As I say, I was absolutely smashed to bits, and it wasn't fun anymore, and, you know, I kind of, all my bridges, a lot of my bridges have been burnt, you know. I had a wonderful family who showed me nothing but love, and, you know, they kind of, you know, were supportive and helpful and continue to do so and be so in my recovery, like a lot of people. But, you know, it was, I don't know, something inside had broken, you know, something had crashed, and, you know, I kind of thought, if I just get this flat, if I just get this lover, if I just get this job, if I just get this, if I just get that, blah, 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 you know, everything's going to be all right, I'm fixed, you know, and it'll be different. And my friend, you know, kind of asked me what's going to be different this time. And it was kind of, you know, it's full of denial. And, you know, he kind of carried me to my first meeting because I wasn't even physically capable of getting there myself, you know. And I thank God for that guy. And he's still in the fellowship today. He's playing football for NA team tonight. And I hope they're beating the other fellowship. Yeah. Big shout and big love to you guys. Big up the NA. Yeah, this is my fellowship, man. And I love this fellowship. I've got one illness. And, you know, that's why, you know, this is home for me. You know, it's not about just one drug or one chemical. It's about addiction, you know. And that's why I love this program, you know. Because my addiction can manifest itself in many areas in my life. And that's something I've learned through working the steps and, you know, getting a sponsor and doing the suggestive things, you know. Because when I first come around, I thought, you know, get a sponsor, you know, what's that? You're going to pay me or give me good clobber to come and do this stuff, you know. and I had no idea, you know, I kind of, as I say, I was aware of the fellowship, I was aware of the program work, but just in my, you know, false pride and my rebelliousness and resisting this, what was on offer here, you know, it hadn't got painful enough. And it wasn't, I guess, until my back was right up against the wall and I was absolutely smashed to bits that, you know, some people call it, thank you, that gift of desperation, you know, to become entirely ready and willing to work this program and, you know, and embrace what's on offer here, you know, freedom from active addiction. And yeah, you know, it's kind of it's been a really remarkable journey. You know, I don't want to kind of really come here and say, you know, this step means this and this step means that, you know, because at the end of the day, what I suggest is, you know, what's helped me is get a sponsor and just work them steps and work with your sponsor and put trust in that guy or woman or whoever you choose, you know, and that's your choice, you know. And I remember even kind of going up asking a sponsor. I was full of fear and couldn't handle, you know, rejection. You know, I thought it was all about me and totally self-centered and, you know, just driven by fear. And kind of, you know, I asked this guy and, you know, he agreed. And I love that guy. I met him this morning. And it's like when I meet that guy, he's been in this fellowship for a long time, you know, and he remains, you know, active in this fellowship, doing service and working with others. And I guess that's how this works, by one addict helping another, you know, therapeutic value. And it's not, we're not all on the same page, you know. And that's been my experience. You know, some days I wake up and to the best of my ability I work this program, and there's other days to the best of my ability I don't work this program to the best of my ability. But the bottom line for me is I do not pick up a day at a time, and when I wake up I get connected to a higher power, which I choose to call God, you know. And I just want to thank God for a clean day today, you know. And I just want to acknowledge that, because I don't want to deny myself of that power, because my reliance come upon a destructive power, drugs, and that's a power greater than myself. And, you know, the drugs smashed me to bits. They absolutely smashed me to bits. You know, they were my solution for a while. And, you know, they just battered me. And I'm just really thankful for this fellowship and, you know, for what it's given us. And there's, you know, some remarkable people in here, you know. And, you know, some of them people when I first come around are no longer here. Some of them people have been buried, you know. And this is what we're up against, you know. It's a powerful illness. And for me, you know, the illness gets treated by coming to meetings regularly, as it says in our readings. You know, I'm one of them addicts who used every day, so I come to meetings every day. I didn't use once a week or twice a week. I used every day. And I went to any lengths for my drugs, and nothing got in the way of it. So this comes before my lovers, family, partners, everything. You know, this comes first. This is my foundation to my life, you know. And I'm under no illusion about that, because my experience, if I stop coming here and doing what's suggested, reading the literature, helping others, praying, putting in action, because it is a program of action, you know, I'm under no illusion, I'm out the door, you know. And it's my thinking and my behaviors that's got to change. Because that's what I thought, if I come in here and just got clean, I can carry on serving up, I can carry on, you know, being dishonest and committing crime and all that stuff. And all that stuff's changed today. And I just thank God for the 12 steps and for you guys for teaching me, you know. And I'm a baby to this, you know. I don't really know too much. All I know is at that time, I haven't used for over 2.5 years. And for me, that's a bloody miracle, you know. That is a miracle. Every day, if you're a day cleaning it today, you're a miracle. And I love the we a bit about this program, because this is a we program, you know. I hope I'm not up here preaching, but I'm just sharing my belief and my experience, you know. But, yeah, as I say, you know, get involved, be part of, you know, get service commitment, you know. It's like I come in here with no self-esteem, no self-confidence, no self-worth, and that's been given through doing service, you know, some days unwillingly, you know, but just turning up, and that's what I do today. I turn up in life, I turn up for my family, I turn up for my friends, and, you know, it's like, to the best of my ability, you know, I just stay clean and try and bring some love into the world and help others. And that's a miraculous change, turnabout, you know, changing my life. And I just thank God and this fellowship and the 12-step program for it. And I'm going to leave it there. Thanks.
Thanks, Paul.